From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Worries about China's faltering economic growth continue to fuel falling stock and oil prices around the world. U.S. stock markets plunged at the open with the Dow off nearly 5% in the first few minutes of trading. In later trading, key U.S. indexes saw more moderate losses of around 3%. In Asia, Shanghai's stock index plunged more than 8%. Japan's main market lost more than 4%, and Hong Kong was down more than 5%. Key European indexes were off 4% or more. Prices for many commodities also declined, with the price of crude oil off by more than 4% to hit the lowest price in more than 6 years. China's growing economy has been a major market for commodities. A series of economic shocks, including a falling stock market and a surprise devaluation of the currency, have made investors question the health and growth of the world's second largest economy. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Monday publicly demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations, as ongoing high-level inter-Korean talks seem unable to reach a diplomatic settlement to avert war in the peninsula. "We need a clear apology and measures to prevent a recurrence of these provocations and tense situation. Otherwise, this government will take the appropriate steps and continue its loudspeaker broadcast," said President Park at a meeting of her top aides. The emergency talks taking place at the Panmunjom Truce Village on the inter-Korean border began Saturday, shortly after Pyongyang's issued deadline expired for Seoul to halt cross-border audio broadcasts into the north or face military attacks. The negotiations have now continued for 3 days without any sign of progress. This is VOA News. Amnesty International has accused Burundian security agencies of detaining anti-government protesters and beating them to extract so-called confessions and silence dissent. For VOA, Mohamed Youssef reports.
A report titled "Just Tell Me What to Confess To" says authorities are responsible for acts of torture and other ill treatment against people arrested after protests erupted in Burundi in April. That's when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a third term, angering opponents who said he was violating constitutional term limits. Amnesty's Deputy Regional Director, Sarah Jackson, listed some of the accusations.
The intelligence service used iron bars to beat detainees. The police service used electric wires and batons to severely beat detainees.
Amnesty is calling on Burundian authorities to act against officers involved in the torture and abuse of detainees. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
French President Francois Hollande on Monday bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a Briton and three Americans who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. At a ceremony in Paris, Mr. Hollande pinned medals on the chests of Briton Chris Norman and Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Garlatos, and Anthony Sadler. He said their actions last week in the face of terror provided a message of courage, solidarity, and hope. The president also honored a French citizen who first discovered the gunman as the train sped toward Paris. The head of UNESCO has called destruction by Islamic State militants in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra a war crime. On Sunday, militants blew up the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin Temple nearly a week after beheading Khalid Assad, archaeologist and former head of antiquities in Palmyra, who spent decades preserving the site. IS fighters captured the historic town in May, executing more than 200 people in and around Palmyra, sparking fears for the local community and the UNESCO site. Thousands of troops marched in Ukraine's capital on Monday to mark the 24th anniversary of the country's independence from what was then the Soviet Union. Soldiers who fought the government's campaign against Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine marched through central Kiev carrying rifles. They were cheered by civilians, many wearing the country's national dress of embroidered shirts. This year's parade did not include the heavy military hardware seen in previous ones. Nearly 7,000 people have died since fighting erupted in April of 2014. I'm Bob Doty, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.